Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client enrollment process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help others identify their zone of genius and live it. Now, I am super excited to introduce Jane Sanders. Now, Jane is a master scientific hand analyst, as well as a purpose, law of attraction, and spiritual coach featured in a Forbes article about her work. Jane helps leaders, business owners, and managers love their lives and their work. Now, after an MBA and many years in the corporate world, Jane did a complete 180 and now reveals your innate purpose, special gifts, and blind spots, then guides you into the inspired meaning, passion, and fulfillment you crave in life and work. Corporate and team benefits are numerous as well. And when not doing her purpose work, Jane can be found out on the trail riding her beautiful Arabian Appaloosa horse, Darby, or eating dark chocolate. Well, welcome, Jane. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Oh, thanks for inviting me, Wendy. I'm really looking forward to this discussion.
Yeah, and you know, I just love how you've combined science with spirituality to help people live lives that have more meaning and passion. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Well, I love talking about it, so let's get started.
All right. Well, Jane, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
I couldn't figure out my own purpose, Wendy. I had had three prior careers and was successful in all three, but each time would just hit a wall after several years where I knew I was supposed to be doing something different. Career coaches couldn't help. I filled out all the assessments, read all the books, and still couldn't figure it out. Right. And finally got one of those big proverbial wake-up calls,
right?
You know, one of those cosmic two-before's. And both of my parents passed away within 3 months of each other.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Yeah. So it was just a real smack, you know, one of those V8 slaps on the forehead. It was like, hey, I have to quit messing around and figure this out. So I started looking for my purpose. I knew that's what I was missing. And literally, I went on to Google. I started Googling, how do I find my life purpose? And ran across a headline for a teleseminar, and it read, discover your innate life purpose. And I was like, I couldn't click on that fast enough. And the first words I saw were hand analysis. And I was really disappointed because I knew that palm reading, as fun as it can be, would not give me what I needed. And then I saw the word scientific, and that one word helped me kind of put aside my anal MBA skepticism. So I listened to it. It made sense. It was credible. I got a hand analysis and it changed my life. So I just followed that, and short story, that's how I got into coaching.
Wow. That's fantastic. So you have really walked your talk. You have preceded the work that you do with your own work and now are bringing it out and sharing it with so many others. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during this time?
It has. I've been doing this now for 8 years, this specific round of coaching. I've always coached in my career, being in the corporate world.
Oh, okay.
But this kind of coaching is much more fulfilling for me and different. I started just doing hand analysis, but very quickly got certified in purpose coaching, which helps people identify, as you mentioned, their zone of genius, their innate purpose, their special gifts that help them fulfill their purpose, and then where they get tripped up, you know, their blind spots and where to take action.
Right.
And that led me to studying the law of attraction. So I got certified in that because I was helping people with it anyway, and I wanted to use it for myself. And then the spiritual life coaching is my most recent certification a couple years ago, because again, it just was part of it. And I just wanted, when I realized once I got certified, I was already doing it. But you know, now I have the certification, so it's kind of a package deal. I'm a package deal. You get all types of coaching, those three types anyway, the spiritual life coaching, law of attraction, and purpose in one deal.
Right. Oh, that's great. You know, those certifications, even though you're already doing those, that type of work, the certification obviously gives your potential clients that sense of confidence and credibility in the work that you do. So that's great. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
You know, my biggest one, people are going to be really familiar with, and that's the pandemic. It's COVID.
Ah, yes.
Because my business model was speaking engagements.
Oh, okay.
Where I would make a special offer on a hand analysis. And I do that on Zoom calls now, but it just doesn't have the same impact.
Mm-hmm.
In conversion. So yes, it has impacted my business quite a bit.
Right. So besides transitioning to doing your speaking over Zoom, what have you done to overcome the impacts of not being able to speak in person?
Interestingly, used my own law of attraction techniques and attracted two different teams that invited me to be on their team as they put together their own branding and strategy to go into companies and corporations, because there's a lot of team and leader benefits to my work. So they're in the founding stages, but very promising. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that is very exciting. I love that. So they were able to then work with you through web conferencing or that type of a format. And that's how you can reach a huge team of individuals, right? Is through Zoom platforms. So it does serve a certain level of outreach. It doesn't work quite as well as being in person, but it sounds like they're agreeable to this workaround.
Well, interestingly, I've always done my coaching and hand analysis on Zoom.
Oh. So
I use Zoom before most people ever even heard of it.
Oh, interesting.
Well, it's allowed me to have clients all over the country and all over the world, really. I have clients in about 10 different countries.
Nice.
So, and I use hand prints for the hand analysis piece. And then coaching, nobody has to commute. They can be anywhere. You know, it just was always so convenient for people, myself and my clients, and better for the environment. So it always made sense to me. The challenge was the live speaking engagements, where I could take somebody's hand and give them a little mini analysis that the work is so accurate, it just sells them on the spot. And, you know, holding their hand, I don't know, makes the connection and just doesn't work quite as well on Zoom. The speaking engagements, the hand analysis and coaching still works just as well as it always has.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I am glad to hear that ability to work with people has not been impacted by COVID, but it's just the speaking engagements. So, well, and you know, obviously you're an expert at using this scientific hand analysis as well as tapping into, you know, spirituality, law of attraction, to help people really find this fulfillment within their lives. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? This is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Oh, sure. I've been through all sorts of permutations of the sales process. You know, a lot of people, myself included, the very beginning, you know, I shouldn't charge too much. I can't get to enough people. How can I help more people? But I can't if I charge too much. And I had to get over that aspect and really recognize the value of the work I do, which I'm happy to say I've gotten there. Probably the very end is most challenging for me now,
which is
just closing it.
Oh, okay.
You know, really closing it and setting up the process so I get more yeses than no's.
This is at the end of the enrollment conversation after you've connected with your prospect and you find out what their challenges are and you've built that rapport and trust. So at the very end, then just having them sign up as one of your clients. So that's an area that you face a few challenges with?
Sure. You know, I have a page that has a lot of information on it and tons of testimonials from past clients. You can't get to that page unless I send it because I want to invite people. You know, I want to make sure it's a good fit for their benefit as well as mine before I invite them to coach with me. So I send that link and, you know, I'm just inconsistent, Wendy, and I don't know why. Sometimes I set up a follow-up call after that, and sometimes I don't. I'm not sure why I'm inconsistent there.
Right. Well, yeah, no, that's a very common situation that a lot of coaches and entrepreneurs struggle with. It's just having a framework, because sometimes a script is just too constricting, right? And the other
person can't do scripts.
Yeah. The other person doesn't have the script, and so you know they get off script, and then you're off. That's kind of a joke. So a framework is more how I help my clients gain confidence, and all within structure, right? It's kind of guardrails to keep within and hit the main elements that are needed throughout the enrollment conversation, just to help what I call move your prospects through their journey to become your client. And so what I'm understanding here is at the very end of the conversation, then it just gets a little bit unclear as to what's the next step? Because you are the leader in this process, but sometimes others like to start sharing their reasons why maybe it's not the right time or something like that. But it sounds to me like if it's just as simple as, so are you ready to get started? You've come to this place in your enrollment conversation where they see the value of your work. They're excited about this little experience that they've had with the hand analysis. What I'm understanding is you give them a little bit of that. And you've identified what they're really wanting in terms of an outcome. And it's just as simple as so. Are you ready to get started?
So the framework that I need is to, from what you're saying, do set up that call after I have them review that page. Or should I not let them off the phone and take them through the page myself and then say, are you ready to get started?
I guess I'm a little unclear. When do you send them to the page? Is it after you've had your enrollment conversation or before?
Well, certainly it's after part of the enrollment conversation. Mm-hmm. I think that what you're saying would absolutely work in many situations. And in many situations, I wouldn't even need to send them to the page because I've already told them pretty much what's on it.
Yeah, you want to just keep it as streamlined as possible.
Yeah.
You know, at the end, after you've shared with them the different ways that you work with people and they've aligned with maybe one of your options, then it's just as simple as saying, well, are you ready to get started? Shall we schedule your first session?
You know, you're just making me realize that when I send that page for them to go look at, I've let loose, I've let them go.
Yeah, you've taken away the leadership role.
Yep. So thank you. Yeah, great.
Keep them following along with your lead. So
yeah. Oh, that sounds great. Yeah.
All right. Terrific. Well, hopefully that's moved the needle for you a little bit.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. Well, Jane, I'm curious here. You know, we mentioned the pandemic a little bit earlier in terms of how it's really derailed your speaking engagements. But I'm curious if the pandemic has had any other impact on the work that you do.
It has, from the standpoint that more and more people are really introspective and realizing that they don't know their zone of genius, that they aren't living in alignment with their purpose and making the difference that they're meant to make. They probably haven't articulated it in that way, but they realize something's off. You know, they just feel off track, stuck, unfulfilled. They've lost their job and don't know what kind of job to even look for. Maybe they want to have their own business. So they're questioning everything. And that's exactly what my work helps do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a huge wake-up call for so many people. And that's exactly what happened to you, as you shared many years ago when you had made it through three prior careers, but still weren't really feeling that sense of fulfillment and meaningful work. And then that wake-up call happened to you. So this is a worldwide wake-up call for so many.
It is. It is, and very challenging. My heart just goes out to so many people.
Absolutely. Well, I love that. Yeah, I can only imagine how this has really created just such openings for you to step in and provide that guidance. So I'm curious, how do you work with people who want to, you know, finally create that meaningful, fulfilling life for themselves? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and your approach?
Sure. Love to. I just think it's so important that people love their work and that they're in alignment with their purpose. Mm-hmm. The first step for my work is always the hand analysis, because it's so accurate and comprehensive, profound. Some people, that's it. That's all they need. It helps them, tell them, validate if they are in alignment with purpose, identify their gifts and recognize if they're using them, and tells them where to take action. And with the hand analysis, that's 2 hours with me.
Wow.
So yeah, it's an hour for the analysis, which I've already prepared in advance. And then an hour after they've watched the recording, because there's so much information, it's hard to take it all in one fell swoop. And when they listen to it again, it brings up questions. So I want to be able to help them and support them however I can mm-hmm. for that second hour. It could be validating that they're not on purpose as well. But the purpose always resonates with people. That's what's so cool. So rarely does somebody not identify with the information that comes through with a hand analysis, but many of them would benefit from coaching, helping them identify options for their ideal work that would fulfill their purpose, how to use their gifts, and how to work through the challenges and the blind spots that we all have. They just are different for all of us. And I do that with coaching. So I help them identify ideal work, and nobody has just one, in quotes, job that would fulfill their purpose. Everybody has options. You're not put into a box like that. Right. And then help them focus on their gifts and take action.
Yeah.
Move forward.
That's fantastic. I love that. It's such a clear process that you take them through, and, you know, starts out with a very scientific approach and really is individualized based on what their sense of fulfillment would be. So yeah, that's fantastic. I love that, Jane.
That's true. And some people are on purpose and they still need coaching in different areas. So I just try to find out what it is they need, what they're looking for, where they'd like to be in 6 months or a year. And if I have experience and expertise and it's a good fit, then we talk about coaching.
Right. That's great. And so many people just, they've gone through the motions for so many years. They have really lost touch with what their passion even is. So your work is really, really impactful. That's great. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
My website would probably be the best way. And I am the Purpose Whisperer. And that's my website address, purposewhisperer.com. And I'd also, Wendy, like to offer your listeners a special price, which I do on podcasts and speaking engagements, for a full hand analysis.
Oh, fantastic.
And, yeah, that would be $100 off. I mean, people charge up to $1,500. I'm as highly certified as you can get. I'm certified to teach it. I'm a master, which is just the sheer number that I've done. But my regular price, I think, is very fair, and it's $497, but $100 off for your listeners would be $397. So, you know, keep in mind that's 2.5 hours of my time, plus the handprint kit, and you don't have to go anywhere. So everything's recorded. And if you contact me through my website at purposewhisperer.com, I will send you the link for that price.
Okay, fantastic. Wow, that is so generous of you. I love that. Well, thank you so much for offering that to our listeners. So purposewhisperer.com is your website. And then they can navigate through to find your contact information and just reach out to you there. And mentioned that they were listening to the podcast interview and to request that discount, $100. That is so generous. Thank you so much, Jane.
You're so welcome. And I hope people take me up on it. So I've done thousands of these, Wendy. Nobody has ever asked for a refund. So that tells you something right there.
Right. Well, you are definitely qualified. Well qualified. So that, yeah, what a great opportunity. Well, Jane, you have shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here throughout our conversation, but I could tap on you one last time. In looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed?
You know, I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but you got to make sure that your work is in alignment with your purpose, because you'll be frustrated. It will crash and burn, or it just will kind of poot along, and you won't want to spend the time with it and take the depth of commitment that it takes to make a business succeed, right? Unless it fulfills you.
Yep.
You know, it just got to fulfill you. And I tell everybody, I don't care how good your life is now. It can only get better if you follow what's in your hands. It's like a blueprint for your best life and work.
Yeah, I love that. And I knew this question would pretty much be right in your zone of genius, because it's pretty much what your work is all about. So I know you could talk on for hours and hours about this, because this is really the work that you do. So, but yeah, just tapping into that why and that vision and the passion and keeping that first and foremost. So yes, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Well, Jane, it's been just so great hearing about your journey from your early corporate work that you were doing to this impactful work now, revealing people's innate purpose, their special gifts and blind spots, then guiding them into inspired meaning, passion, and fulfillment that they crave in life and in work. I've just really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Wendy, I loved it, and I really appreciate you inviting me, and I hope you're happy with our interview and that your listeners really enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. This has been a lot of fun for me, just learning about the work you do, and I, you know, am so excited about the fantastic discount that you're offering to our guests. So again, that's for the full hand analysis. And Jane is gifting a $100 discount on that, which is huge. So just go to purposewhisperer.com and learn more about Jane and navigate through to her contact us link and talk to her about that, scheduling that session. All right. Well, again, thank you so much for all our listeners to tuning in today's show. And when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Jane Sanders. And as always, here's to your success.